The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It is time once again for the sing-along that is News or No.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
News or no, popular news stories, or just the crap that Erica wants to talk about today.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening.
But I hope it is.
I think it is.
Oh, I feel like they're having pre-show meetings.
We're not. All right. We're doing
Hey. Do you know how to stop it?
I do.
Please don't. Are we getting a new Harry Styles album in 2 days?
Today?
2 days.
2 days.
Maybe. He's posting something.
2 days?
Yeah, he posted something online with,
Is he doing like the Easter eggy crap? Is he doing Taylor stuff?
He's just teasing. He's back. He's fully back.
My favorite thing is all the edits online of the Ray song. Your husband is coming. And then it's Harry.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so good.
Oh, I'm so excited.
He posted something with a date. And I'm trying to find it to make sure I didn't mess it up because it was the English style. So they do like date month.
But I believe
it was 15/1/2026. So something is happening.
But didn't he just actually, the one thing that's for real, he got another MSG
residency. Yes, which we think because he's releasing an album. So he's touring.
We know that for sure.
I read today that he's got another Madison Square Garden residency.
Yes. That's why I'm like, oh, are we getting a single? Is he... like releasing the song or just releasing like the name of the song?
So 1/15. You think it said 15/1/26?
Yeah, I should just look it up on Instagram.
Hold on. It's not on his Instagram.
No, it was on Harry's house headquarters, maybe.
My Lord.
One second.
So the headline is Harry.
The headline is Harry is here.
Posted something?
Yes. That's not all that matters.
It is a big deal because he hasn't released an album since 23?
Yeah, and he even like took a break off Instagram. Like he has been gone.
A year and a half.
2023 was 3 years ago.
Well, sure, but like we're barely into 26.
Yeah.
And he toured
late. So
he's
been posting a bunch of stuff that says we belong together.
It's radio. Why are you making a face at me, Erica? Oh my God. Okay. Yeah.
I just wish he danced more. That's my problem with Harry. That's my problem with a lot of pop stars.
Have you ever seen
choreography. I mean like boy band dancing. No One Direction didn't do it. We moved away from it.
Oh my God. Can't.
I'm not talking about strutting. He does a lot of strutting.
He does a lot
which
of
is
like,
fine. It's great.
I love
That's
it.
That's not okay. He's paying a choreographer. He's getting ripped off.
Where did I see this date? I'm so confused now. I'm so sorry.
I'm going to go ahead and do my own here.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
On behalf of management at Odyssey and Alice 105.9, this is now just going to be called Nope.
No!
We had no official fact in that whole segment.
Where did I see this?
Erin based it on something she thought she saw while drunk. She's got an ear infection.
She is on a lot of drugs.
I'm saying we cannot allow her.
But the fact is, he is teasing new music. People are expecting it literally at any moment.
She just named a date and then she can't.
I saw 15/1/2026 somewhere.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
In some full-blown news, there is an
actual news, you mean?
Well, I would like to call that actual news still. There is an app that is taking over China right now, but they think it could spread everywhere.
Like the new TikTok?
It's for lonely singles, and it's not a dating app. It's just called Are You Dead? And what you do is every 2 days, you check into it. And if you don't, it sends an alert to your loved ones. They didn't check into the app. Something might be wrong.
Loved ones? You don't have any loved ones.
Family.
If you need Are You Dead?
You're single and lonely, but you probably got a family or a friend.
Who's maybe not local.
Or that.
Yeah.
So I guess that the population in China, the population of people living alone has expanded significantly recently, you know, because like...
It's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
But
how are you doing this story? Because you have such empathy Yeah. Well, it's not even empathy. It's like psychotic empathy. Whenever you see somebody...
God forbid a girl have hobbies.
Well, I'm sorry, but if an old man happens to be sitting on a bench by himself, she breaks down, starts a GoFundMe, and then his wife, 13 seconds later, saunters up with roasted almonds and is like, cancel, cancel! Like, you can't handle anybody being alone.
An old man sitting by himself.
Yeah.
I would love if he had this app. Actually, I have two grandmothers who live alone.
Am I dead? Oh, I found it.
Are you dead?
You do not get to come back.
I just now. Because I'm not crazy. It's not the antibiotics. I found it.
It's not the drugs. I have grandmothers who I really wish had this app so that they could just check in with us and we'd know every day. Like,
there's another version of it.
Email?
Call them. Well, that you a-hole. Like, but they have to hit something on the app rather than you be bothered to check in on said.
I do check in on them, but what if they're asleep when I call? Then I'm gonna think they're dead.
It's good intention, but it is kind of sad.
Anyway, I would like to segue to talking about Harry Styles again. What was the date?
Okay, this is not like Congress. I yield my time to the senator.
15/1/2026. It's the We Belong Together one, which I don't know if it's real or not. It's linking to all of the,
Respect the music.
Good evening.
She's not crazy.
That wasn't proven. I don't know what you guys are talking about. Okay. Good evening. January 13th might be the hunkiest birthday of
Harry
all
Styles?
Time. No, not quite.
Hunkiest.
The hunkiest. A lot of hunks.
Oh,
that's today. So we'll go.
It's a hunk, a hunk, a burning hunk.
Put them on the hunko meter, and we'll see. We'll start. Okay. We'll go from youngest turning, and we'll go up. All right.
Okay.
So turning 36 today, Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah, hunk, 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 hunk.
Okay.
We still like him even after all the Miley stuff.
Yeah, they were just wrong for each other.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm just checking.
Turning 49 today, Orlando Bloom.
Hunk.
He has interesting taste. He did date Katy Perry for so long.
Yeah, gross. He was, when Pirates of the Caribbean movies came out, all the girls in my high school were...
No, him and Keira Knightley, I mean, just the two of them together just makes the universe want to like...
Fiery chemistry.
Okay.
Ugh.
Kind of a controversial pick here, but I'll put him in there.
Michael Pena.
Turns 50. He's a guy from Ant-Man. You love him. He's in everything.
Oh my God, that's his name. I love him so much. He's so funny. He was
so
I was having
funny.
The rosé. You know how I love the rosé or whatever. And then everybody's mouthing the words while he's telling the story.
He's in the new show, All Her Fault.
He's in everything. Yeah, he's in a Jake Gyllenhaal movie where they're both cops. They're like,
I'm not sure
partners.
He is
in
that. Mm-hmm. To me, but that's okay.
Okay, all
Jake
right.
Gyllenhaal is a cop in about 20 movies I've discovered.
Yeah, that is. Okay. Two more here.
Okay. It's now the two more.
Turning 60 today.
Oh, boy.
Patrick Dempsey.
Hunk.
Oh, hunk. He's 60?
Okay. He turned 60 today.
I want to run my hands through his hair.
Yeah. Mouth.
I thought you were going to talk about the
mouth. What did you just say?
I want to run my hands through his hair.
Oh, my God.
And elsewhere.
And that was Patrick she was talking about. Not me.
I swear to God, I heard hips. So I was like... I'm like, Aaron,
wait,
this here.
I want to run my hand through his hips or I run a want to run my hips through
hips,
his hair.
Yep. Either one of them is rough.
Wait, who's the last one?
Who's the last
one? The last one I want the texters is to chime in on this one. What do you think? Turning, 64 today, Trace Adkins. Country singer, honky tonk,
ba-donga-donk.
Vote if he's on the hunk list.
303-222.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105. 9.